that's why our blacks are so much better than their blacks.
Well, hello everybody. It's day 8 of this November madness that we're doing. I told myself that I was going to actually practice pronouncing it and I was going to get it right. And I was going to, it's Napodpomo month, I think is what it is. But anyway, so I hope everybody's doing okay. Again, my name is Adam, and I'm going by Geeky Gay on this podcast because I'm a geeky guy and I'm gay. So, a little bit of everything. But so day 8. Wow, a lot of people have said, "Oh, you know, you've been interesting so far," but you know, 30 days of this shit, and I'm gonna have nothing to talk about at all. But what I did want to talk about today is the opening clip was Ann Coulter saying that their blacks were better than the other party's blacks. She's talking about the Republicans' blacks are better than the Democrats' blacks. But that's been kind of tossed around the media for the past few days. And the reason I wanted to play that, well, first of all, it was incredibly funny. But my family, so my nephew is engaged to a black girl. And of course, I'm white. My nephew is white, and it really, my family prides themselves, or at least my mom and my grandma and, you know, people like that, the close relatives pride themselves in not being racist and having black friends and having all this stuff. And, you know, I feel like the whole race thing is kind of like the gay thing because, you know, I know that gay people a lot of times feel a lot like, and again, I've never been black, obviously. I mean, my mom thinks I'm trying to become black by tanning so much, but I can't profess to know how they feel. But what I wanted to talk about for just a couple of minutes was, so my family, they and I don't know if anybody else has relatives like this or friends like this, but basically they say, "I'm not racist." But then when they get confronted with a situation where you know, two races are going to get married, a black girl and a white guy or vice versa or whatever, they start showing some differences in, you know, than what they said. And that's kind of how my family is. We get in these huge discussions where they're like, "Well, we love her. She's great. You know, she's beautiful. She's smart. She's talented. But, you know, we just don't think that they know what they're getting into because it's going to be so hard for the children, you know, that they have because of the mixed race." And I got to break it to them, but it is 2011, and I'm sorry, but I just do not see that. And maybe you guys disagree with me, but we get in some really heated arguments, my family and I, because I say, you know what? My nephew should be able to do what makes him happy. He should be able to marry who he wants to. Just like I should be able to marry who I want to. She could be black, she could be white, she could be Hispanic, she could be a he. He should be able to be happy, and we shouldn't be putting our, you know, our beliefs on him. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, but some of my family apparently think that it's... I was just going to say, some of the most beautiful guys and girls that I've ever seen have been mixed races. So I really just don't see that that's a problem nowadays. I mean, I know in the Deep South, racism, and racism still exists other places, but, you know, I mean, we just have to do it to get over it. I mean, I don't see anything different. I mean, when I'm inviting over a trick, I mean, he could be black, he could be Mexican, he could be Asian, he could be white. It doesn't matter to me. And I want everyone else to be that way as well. I want people to not see color, but just see, you know, what the person is on the inside and, you know, get to know people. I mean, obviously with the trick, it has a lot to do with what they look like. But for me, it doesn't have anything to do with color. So that clip just made me think of that. I don't know if any of you guys have experience with, I know a lot of people who listen to podcasts or live up in the North, and there's probably no racism up there. There's probably none of the people like that, that, you know, if you had a black guy or a black girl marrying a white guy, you know, they would see nothing wrong with it. But in the South, that's still something that sometimes people have an issue with. I don't, and I wish my family didn't, because I love all of them, and I don't want them to have those racist attitudes, but, I mean, what am I going to do? Well, I got lots of comments from you guys, you know, saying that you liked what I was doing, and a Ramble Redhead, he said he had listened to all 7 of the previous episodes today, and a couple of people made a comment that they liked the videos, and I keep getting people adding me on Google Plus. And you know, there was a guy who added me on Google Plus. I probably should not show what he looks like on the video, because he did not give me permission to broadcast his likeness, so I won't. But I get some hot people, and I don't think he followed me even. He just plused one a comment or a post that I had made. And by the way, you guys can look me up under Geeky Gay. I now have a page on Google Plus. But anyway, all day long I sit there and I look and see who added me and who said something and who commented. I'm like addicted. I just stare at it and I'm not getting any work done. So I'm going to have to close Google Plus. But the guy's name is Dan, just this particular guy, and he is freaking hot. I mean, he is so hot. I don't even know, you know, why. I guess he just liked my post, but it was the post that said, hey, I have a new page called Geeky Gay for anyone who wants to follow me. But then he didn't follow me. So, and I had this whole thing. I had to ask Daniel, you know, put a post up. How do I tell if someone's following me in their circles? Because I get all these cute guys and I want to know if they're following me back. I mean, that's the whole fun of it. I almost want to send him a message and say, hey, you're really hot. Did you think I was hot? Or why are you following me? Did you listen to something? Do you think I'm funny? Do you want to have sex? I'll lick the tip. I'll just lick the tip. No big deal. Just come down here and I'll. Anyway, Dan, if you listen, you know who you are. You plus one to comment that I made, or a post that I made today on November 8th, and I want to have your children. So I just want to. We have people in common. Would be Twinkle Boy. That's the only person that we have in common. But anyway, I just want you to know that I love you. Well, you're hot. I don't love you. And I couldn't date because I'm not doing that at the moment. I'm not dating people. We had our State of the Station for Pride 48, and I've got the pretty Pride 48 banner as my backdrop. I just want to tell anyone who's involved with Pride 48, I want you guys to really consider what you could do to volunteer. We need people to help us out, and the only way that it's going to move forward is having everyone, you know, pitch in. So I really want everyone to just think, you know, what could I do to make Pride 48 better? You know, Daniel and Arthur and Big Fatty and I and everybody, we're all going to do our best to continue on and build up the website and make the events better and better and do how-tos for people who want to learn how to podcast. But we need especially the non-podcasters, to pitch in and help in other ways. Or even if you start a podcast, you know, to put your stuff on the site. We want to build up the site and make this a place for GLBT and GLBT-friendly podcasts. So what else did I have to talk about? Anyway, all of you hot people, keep following me. Let me know whether you like the video or the audio, because I'm interested in that as well. But, you know, I really, if you're hot, especially, you can follow me. That's all I've got to say about that. But, and I know I was a little, I don't know if I should pick topics, you know, or whatever to talk about on the show, but I had heard that Ann Coulter clip, and I really just, I mean, let's listen to it one more time, just real quick. Well, my iPad won't play it. It doesn't seem like. Let's try one more time. I don't know what's wrong with my iPad. It appears to have frozen up here. Gosh. Wah, 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 wah. I can't even play that sound effect because all my sound effects are on my iPad, and it appears to have died. But anyway, If you guys have any thoughts on that, on racism in America or in other countries, you know, I know other countries have problems with racism as well. But if you have any of those, anything to say about those topics, why don't you send me a comment? I've really enjoyed the comments so far. People have talked about the dude who the stalker dude, and you know, oh, you know, they're like, Adam, you know, he sounds like a lunatic, you should really not. And actually he ended up being, I guess, mad at me, and so he told me, don't, you know, don't talk to me anymore, I don't want you to talk to me anymore. And so he actually kind of dissed me and told me to go. But please leave me comments. Go over to Google Plus and look for Geeky Gay. I'm going to try to post most of my stuff over there, so that you guys can, you know, find everything on there. I did have a question about putting some kind of Pride 48 tag. I just want to let you guys know there are feeds for this. So if you're getting it on Google Plus and you'd rather it, you know, go directly onto your iPod or your iPad or your iPhone or your Android phone, there are feeds over there on the Google Plus, on the Google Pluses. And it's feeds.feedburner.com/geekygay for the audio. And if you want the fabulous video, it's feeds.feedburner.com/geekygayvideo. But those are over there. You can also email me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can look up my personal Google Plus page is just under Adam Burns. But what I want you guys to do is if you do follow me, or if you do circle me, I want to say follow because I guess that started on Twitter and Facebook. But if you circle me in Google Plus, or if you follow me on Facebook or anything like that, then I want you to send me a little note and just say, hey, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so place, and, you know, this is where I heard about you. And because I really want to know, you know, where you heard about me from. And do you listen to DI Plus? Did you listen to a previous show of mine? Do you listen to this piece of crap that I'm doing for November? You know, how did you hear about me? And, but I did want to read one email. I almost forgot that I had gotten this email, but I got an email from Kevin, drum major Kev. And I think he's in Connecticut somewhere because he's where Daniel is moving, or somewhere near where Daniel's moving. But he says, just listen to your stalker cast and a few things. Damn you sexy. Well, thank you, Kevin. I'm not showing any nipple or anything today. Wait a minute. Hold on. There's some nipple for you. I decided it would get a little old if I was... Maybe I'll do one naked. No, I'm not doing one naked. I'd get kicked off of everywhere. But anyway, so he said... So thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that you think that I'm sexy. I hope that you still do in clothes. But anyway, looking all crazy with these big headphones on. He says, audio sounded good listening on the iPhone. I just installed a new sound card on the computer, so the audio may sound different again today. Damn you sexy. He said that a second time. And then he said, your text to him was to the point and not wrong at all. And then he says, run. You are seeing the red flags already, so you know you need to put some distance between you. Just my 5 cents worth, Kev. Well, Kevin, I appreciate the comment. And you guys, anybody else who has any comments on anything I've said, whether it be racism, you know, I mean, I really hate hypocrites. So they're like, oh, I'm not racist, I have black friends, I have Mexican friends, but my nephew cannot, or, you know, my grandson can't marry somebody from the other race. Well, why the fuck not? It just pisses me off. But anyway, get in contact with me, guys, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.